Yes, so make we talk.
Bada boom, bada bang. That our boy show. We out here again. Not in the studio. We in the south. We're going to do a couple of these episodes. So I'm not at home, so don't look for me. You feel me? But I'm not in the wilderness at the same time. Because as you can see, there's high-tech stuff. But yes, this episode, we have important people. When I came, I was like, okay, this is one of the people I'm hoping to shoot with because of the kind of energy she brings to the culture. So let's welcome our guests, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Let me try this. Welcome, Mandisa Kadebe, a.k.a. Durban Go-Go.
Oh, thank you.
How'd I do?
You were almost there, Mandisa Kadebe.
Mandisa Kadebe.
You were actually very
pity me, I'm from the West.
Mm. And then it's up to interpretation. Other people say DBN Gogo, Durban Gogo.
So what do you say, DBN Gogo?
No, it's Durban. Like Durban. There's no R, it's not Durban.
Oh.
It's Durban.
Where'd you get that from? The city? So you just took the R and you just made your own?
Basically, but I'm from there.
So no pressure? The city's not suing you?
No, I'm from there.
Oh, you're from there? Oh, so it makes sense.
Yeah.
So where's the go-go from? Like, you a go-go dancer once in your life, or you just...
No, go-go is your grandmother.
Oh.
Yeah. In Zulu, go-go is
so
your grandmother.
So it's basically saying Durban grandmother.
If you're directly translating it, yes, but...
In your artistic translation, what's it
artistic saying? Translation, your go-go is your grandmother... Or your elder, you know, your gogo in music, your spirit guide.
Mm.
I am Durban Gogo.
Hey, see, I said we have important people, as you can see. All right, so welcome. Thank you for doing this. You look amazing.
Thank you so much.
Yeah,
it's a pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. So, you grew up in Durban?
Not grew up, no.
But you're from there?
Yes, I'm from there.
Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Joburg, actually.
Oh, yeah. How was that?
Well, Joburg for a little bit, and then I think when I was, what, 2, 3? Moved to Pretoria.
Oh, okay.
So most of my life I spent in Pretoria. Then we moved to France. Stayed there for about 5 years. Then moved back to Pretoria.
Oh, so you are that way too. Guys, no mistake. From the top of the show, I told you, important. So a mixture of all. So you speak French?
Oui.
Friendly? Oui. I don't. I want to learn. I probably have to take like a 1 year.
It might take you a bit longer, but...
Yeah, like to just break the ice.
Yeah.
You know?
But yeah, I do. I mean, there's words lacking here and there because I don't speak it often enough.
Yeah.
But yeah, I do.
Yeah, probably help me if I get a little Senegalese or French thing.
I'll help we.
Oui, oui.
I'll definitely help you.
Yes. So what birthed Durban Go-Go?
Wow. I think it was just a long time coming.
Mm-hmm.
I've always been into music, been into anything artistic. I mean... I played the piano at the point, I played the recorder, I was doing ballet, I did high Stepfords, I was in a hip-hop dance group. There's like nothing under the sun that
you
I
like
haven't
head girl?
Tried.
Or social prefects? Which are
No.
You're not a prefect in school, but you did all that.
No, I was not a prefect in school, but I mean, I was in the top three of like 4 of my subjects. So
is it? Hello.
I'm quite a boffin.
There you go. Talk your shit.
But I just always liked the arts. I always liked singing. And I think DJing sort of came because of the kind of environment I tend to find myself in. I enjoyed partying from a very young, not a very young age, but like before I was meant to. Besides, obviously, the under 18 parties that we were into, you know, sometimes we'd sneak out, go to other parties. And Hatfield was a very big thing in Pretoria at the time. If you ask anyone about Hatfield Square, they'll tell you. Then when I got to varsity, I started doing promo.
Okay.
Every Sunday I used to promo at this place called Mushroom Lounge. And I think over a period of time, I kind of just realized, like, you know, there's something just lacking in the DJ space. There's not a lot of women, and, you know, everyone's kind of sort of playing the same thing. I mean, obviously history does repeat itself, but that's sort of how I got into DJing, because I was like, I think we need another element. There was a big gap, you know, from after your Sindos, your Zintles, your Lady Leahs, there was a big gap in the market of just the missing woman in the industry. So yeah, kind of just,
I heard through the grapevine that you sing, so why don't you sing on stage?
You I'm sing. Not there yet. Yeah.
What do you
yeah.
mean you're not there yet? They say you sing, sing, like sing, sing, sing.
Yeah, I mean, I sung on a few of my own songs.
Yeah, there you go.
There's a song on Yams's EP that I sang on. I sang on Venom and Shishiliza's album as well. Okay. I've got a song with Blackie. Yeah, there'll be a lot more of that. But like, let me unfold naturally. You know, I'm not ready.
This is you, like, all right, so let's just build it. Brick by brick.
Like, I don't even DJ with a mic in my hand, so it's just like, I think I also want to separate the two personas. So, yeah.
And that's the real thing, you know, separating the two personas, right? Yeah. It's a real thing. And I feel like a lot of people don't actually talk about that adventure itself. You know what I'm saying? So, let me put it this way. You're not a banker, right? No. You're not a teacher, because if you're a banker or an accountant, give me a bank, for example.
FNB,
good. When you wake up in the morning, you're just your name, Mandisa.
Yeah.
When you go to the bank at 8 a.m. and you clock in, you become the banker.
Yes.
When you clock at 4 p.m., you're back to your name, right?
Exactly.
But in this case, when you wake up in the morning, if you step outside your balcony, if your neighbor's son or your neighbor's daughter see you, who's like 5-6 years old, you're dub and go-go. So there's no clocking in and no clocking out.
Not really, no.
So the adventure is hard. You know what I mean? So I would like to ask you, how do you, like, because it's not something you plan out for. You understand? So how do you just thread through it? It's okay. This is Mandisa. This is Dub and Go.
I think just generally my personality, I'm very grounded and I've got a very good support structure and, like, just people around me. I have a lot of friends from a very long time ago. I'm not a person that always just picks up new friends and has a lot of new people in her life. I don't like instability. Like, I like my things to be very calm and peaceful. Like, even at home, I don't even have, like, a speaker. Like, things are very quiet and very serene at my place.
Please don't tell them. Hey, DJ, you can't be telling them that you don't have a speaker.
They stole it. I won't even lie. They stole it.
What you mean they stole it?
Yeah, in November, they stole it. So I haven't bought one yet, because I was like, I'm kind of enjoying the peacefulness. I like to listen to music in my car because it's really loud.
Okay.
So
it's a nice car, by the way, guys. Oh. I told you, important people, it's up there. Up there. No
I
mistakes.
Work very hard. I work very, very hard. It's like a very that. Nice car for a very working, hard man. But I try just keep myself very humble and grounded in my space, just keep good people and good energy around me. I pray a lot. I'm very spiritual, and I try to keep those boundaries. You know, I can't be demagogue every second of the day. And in this kind of industry, a lot of people, you know, they want, and I also need to be able to take something for myself at the end of the day. Otherwise, there's going to be an imbalance. You know, the exchange of energy won't be equal,
because at some point there's definitely a clash where you have to now ask yourself, like, cool, what am I going to be today?
Like, after playing, like, you feel like super, like, very energetic, but then after, when you get home, sometimes you feel like super tired, because now you've absorbed all this energy from everyone who is at the crowd, who is in the crowd. Someone could have been sad and they became happy. Other people, something could have been happening at the party, they broke up with someone or whatever. But now you've absorbed all of that through the transfer when you're playing and you're DJing and people are dancing and they're losing their minds or whatever. And it's like, how do you rid yourself of that also?
Exactly. How do you take all that energy out? It's crazy.
I sleep. I'll be sleeping.
Well, that's the perfect answer.
I'll be sleeping. You just go to sleep.
Speaking of the crowd, how did you warm yourself into it? Because when I started, because I was doing radio, then I got on TV. We did this big audition, then I got on TV with that. And I used to have this thing. I think I learned from Jim Carrey a long time ago, which is very funny. So if you go on stage, I'm not sure if you tried this, but I tried it, and don't judge me. And this was the before Me Too era, so don't. So basically, when you go on stage, and you feel a little bit anxious and stuff like that, because I'm not a jam. I host shows.
Are
and
you
stuff
imagining
also.
Everyone naked?
Butt naked. You understand? Everybody's strictly butt naked. But what is? I don't see your face.
Yes.
So I don't necessarily know who's who.
Yeah.
You understand? But I just. So it makes me feel like, oh yeah, I'm the only person in this arena with clothes.
Yes.
You understand? And that's something to live up to, all the time. So how did you? Because with DJs now, you guys have a whole platform that's blocking.
I'm still shy, dude. Like, I don't think I've ever gotten over it. I think something takes over.
Mm.
But then as soon as I'm done playing, I'm back to like, oh my God, okay. Thank you. I'm still very, very shy. Like, you'll see, when you look at a lot of DJs, you'll see when we haven't warmed up, we're looking down a lot. Like, we look up here and there, whatever. Then we're looking down. Then when things start to, you'll see the whole time we're interacting, we're even pointing at people, looking at people in the eye. It's like, it's a daily thing. Like, I'm still very, very shy.
I like that. How about the nerves before the show? I feel like those are needed.
A little bit, but that's, it's more of like, oh, okay, how am I going to start? What am I going to play? How's the crowd going to be like? Or what is my thought process going into the set? But like, I'm very good at what I do.
Hey, so. But you be good now. Hey, the invoice is large now. Hey, come on now. When the invoice is checked in, the nervousness will take the next...
Exactly.
Yeah,
I'm very good at what I do, so I don't have those problems.
I love the energy. It is real, guys. It is real. Now let's talk about the music, right?
What's real?
DJing alone is different. Now saying, okay, I want to DJ and also put that music aspect into it. Was that something when, okay, like you said at the top of the show, you said the female DJ industry was lacking in numbers, that you wanted to be part of it and make it bigger. Was that something when you were trying to go into that, you said, okay, cool, I'll DJ, but at some point I will make music? Or was making music at the beginning?
At the beginning, I didn't think about making music at all. Because even the genre that I started playing was mainly old school. So the whole basis of my set was playing nostalgic music, and it's like you can't really go back in time, you know. I think at a certain point in your career, obviously just depending on the trajectory, you do have to make music. And also because of how our industry is quite small in South Africa, so you hit a plateau at some point if you are not making music. There's only so many places you can gig at, only so much you can charge if you are not doing more. You have to advance or do more things. And also, making music obviously also opens up your income streams. You know, I think COVID was one of the indicators of that, because I made a bulk of my music during COVID. And that was also because, you know, there was a time to sit down, actually, you know, make stuff, get together with people. And that's even how Towards a Cafe came out. You know, also just being in studio, having... studio stamina, or like, you know, things like that. It's just about how often you are in studio and how you understand yourself and what type of musician you want to be. And I think from Tokoza up to now, what's real, the journey of who I am as a person has been revealed in so many different ways. But yeah, I think eventually everyone, especially if this is your livelihood, you're gonna end up making music, because there's something else that needs to show your soul besides you standing on the decks and mixing a lot of other people's music.
Yeah, but does that come with a bias now?
What?
So now I make my music, I'm definitely going to play all my songs first.
Oh, God. I mean, there's some people who are like that. But
forget if I be DJ and I they make music, forget. You know, I go hear all my music, make I not stress myself.
I think that's me. Different for other people. I get shy sometimes. And I think the music I make... especially my last project, the music I make is not the type of DJ I am, or the type of time slot people always put me in. And it's like sometimes
what kind of
you
DJ,
get
what kind of DJ are you?
Like very high energy.
Uh-huh.
You know, the bass has to be kicking, but like my whole album is very like easy to listen to.
Vibes.
Yeah, like it's got higher replay value. It's like you want to sit and listen to. When you get into your car, you can just drive and listen to it. It's not just like a song like, oh my God, okay, that's really loud and I only want to hear that at the club. So it's like, the push and pull between that. And like, I think also playing your own music, and sometimes when you're just like, okay, are people enjoying it? Mm-hmm. Like, is it nice? So I always veer away as much as I will play
it.
My own music, but like I play a lot more of other people's stuff.
Do you ever catch a glimpse of the reaction of people that know the sound but didn't know it was you? And
they
now come and you now like, yo, ba ba ba. And maybe you like, you leave the decks and you go to the front and be like, oh, slap.
Yeah.
Nah, her song. You ever catch that shit in real life?
Yeah, yo, I used to get that a lot, especially when you go to places in the hood, even. Mm. You know, obviously when I first started out, when people didn't really know who I was. And I think also just as a woman, you get that reaction a lot because people are like,
is that you?
Is that really you? Are you really playing? Can you do this? Mm-hmm. And it's like, just wait.
Nelly, just wait.
You'll be converted by the end of the set.
I like it. You got new music coming through anytime soon for this year?
Definitely. Actually, 2 weeks' time, we're dropping with Nobantu and Two Short. Mm-hmm. I mean, I just dropped with Swazo and Kelvin Momo and Sean Washa. Just before that, we dropped with Two Short and Reese Rap Dance. November last year, I dropped my album. There's a deluxe of the album definitely coming this year.
Yeah, we did something for the album on Apple Music. We did something for the album.
Yes.
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 You're welcome.
Yes, yes. Thank you so much. Yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, we did Black Panther also last year.
See, guys, oh my God. guys, important people, né? Just dropping it. We did Black Panther, you know, might be at the Oscars, you know, at the Grammys.
Hey, you never know.
You never know.
This year.
Hey.
We're doing a lot more.
I like that. Cause
a lot more.
You're never home because you're always on the road.
Yeah. I mean, I've been home for quite a bit now, but I think from the end of this month.
Make, I don't lie for you. I always complain. I'm going to say it. I'm always mad at South African artists or DJs because y'all never travel. I've been campaigning about traveling since 2014 because I've been privileged to meet some of the greats. You know what I mean? Some of you guys, including yourself now, I do this to tell them, say, look, guys, this song is big in this place. Mm. You know what I mean? Let me tell you some of the juice that Naija boys, they use. This is what they do. Mm. If you call me and tell me, oh, there's this particular song is hot here.
Yeah.
And if I tell the artist, right, they'll probably rally around from pockets, buy a flight ticket, and come here and do press.
Yeah.
And find a way to do press. Mm. When they do press, they probably go to the club. From the club, hang out with the DJ, check out the honeys, because the honeys make the word go quickly.
Nice.
You understand? That's it. And back then, what we used to do, we used to shoot a lot of videos here. That's how.
Yeah.
You understand? I can give you perfect examples of people that came from the south and came to Nigeria, and it was like this. They just needed to put the face with the music. You understand?
Literally.
But in your own case now, this new era of people now, You guys use your passport like a handkerchief. I like it. And I'm happy. I'm actually very happy because we need the sound to travel well and more.
It's crazy. From literally, five, 6 years ago to what's happening now, even just looking at the guys that used to travel, and it was also mainly just men, and it was also only just DJs, and they were all sort of going to like the same places, the tech guys, the commercial house guys. But now Amapiano has opened up how many different people, groups, singers, everyone is traveling.
And let me tell you something.
Mm.
If you don't travel, the way the Western world think Nigerians own Amapiano, Nigerians would.
Hey.
Hey. Great debate.
Hey, excuse me. I got an action. Yeah. My own question is, do you even like the way we do it?
You know, I think there's certain songs. There are some of them which I don't. It just sounds too generic. But it's not even like a blame game. Like, you guys are very good when it comes to engineering, producing, putting together something. But it's like, you want to use the same elements every time. So it starts to sound like, you know, like regurgitated. Obviously, we know Asake has been killing us.
And you know, stuff is killing
good.
Us.
No, but like the stunt is actually really good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as much as anyone can say whatever, his stuff is actually very good. It's very different to, I mean, that other song, you went to Bamba.
Yeah,
it's not even.
Bamba.
Apparently, the guy's from is in America. It's not even.
No, he's in Nigeria.
He's in Nigeria.
Yeah.
Okay, well, yeah.
The producer is, I think he's Kenyan.
Uh-huh.
So it's like a, it's his Kenyan, the beat, he made the beats, and the guy got the beat of the internet and made that. And it was like, they just put the song together and that was it.
Okay, like yeah. That one, I know it was super, super big, and kudos to them, and you know, I think it's always great when...
Yeah, but they didn't plan for that to happen. The internet just took it away.
I'm always about Blackfoot first. So I really have absolutely no issues with it, but it was not my favorite song. It was just very like, it now it's pop. Now we're making pop piano. Like,
popular. That's it can't mix. That is the Nigerian effect. Right?
Exactly.
Yeah, so.
But it's like now, how do we redress that? How do we work together and do the right thing?
Yes, we definitely have to. I guess the only way we can do that is collaboration.
Exactly.
More and more.
More categories.
Who would you like to work with?
I have been speaking to Tiwa. I did speak to her last year.
Oh, nice.
I really like a woman. There is a song that we've done with Sampa the Great. So, so I'm not sure when that's gonna come out. I just work with a lot of women. I think women in Africa, you know, have so much to give and a lot to say.
For sure.
And if we all work together, you know, would have been in the finding ourselves lacking.
For sure.
Before we go look for other international, you know, collaborations, we need to actually work together how we used to, you know, back in the day.
What's in the drawing board for 2023?
It's gonna be crazy. A lot more traveling, places I've never been to, played at, festivals. Just expanding the Demogorgon brand, making it more global, being a lot more particular, I think, also with what I do and where I do it. I still think that it's also important for us to just like remember Amapiano is house music at the end of the day, it's electronic music, and trying to also just diversify the spaces that we're in and get the music to reach the places that it needs to.
Okay, so would you... So, this is a breakdown. You just said Amapiano is house music. So, is Amapiano the trenches of house music?
The what?
Trenches. It's like...
Trenches.
It's like, yeah. Is Amapiano the ghetto version of house music?
No.
I wouldn't say the ghetto version. That's why I use the word
it's
trenches.
It's just a different version. Like, Gom is also house.
Yes.
It's just a different version. I don't know.
Where did it come from? Your next answer, you understand, is going to... it can start a tough war. So, because I know people say, oh, it's from here. Educate me. I'm from the other side.
Guys, everyone says Amapiano is from Soweto or from... where was the other one? The East. Other people say it's from Pretoria.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? Everyone is right. Amapiano is from where you think it comes from, but I got introduced to it via... Pretoria, Broken Beats, Bacardi, reggae music, you know. It was my first time being in a space where every single DJ the whole night can play music that has no words.
Just beats.
Just beats the whole night. Like, I went to Mom's once, and I was like, this is crazy. And then it will just randomly have, like, dead silence in the middle of the song, then the beat will come back and people are losing their minds.
Yo.
So that was my introduction. I think when piano started becoming mainstream, there was a lot of hits in Pretoria, there was a lot of hits in Soweto, there was a lot of hits all over, but people making their own version. Just like you can see now, the new version of Bacardi is coming up again, you know. So yeah, I think everyone is right.
Is Bacardi a sub Amapiano? Like a baby?
No, Bacardi is something that existed before Amapiano.
Okay, cool.
Yes, it's its own version of house also.
Yeah.
I think now it's just transitioning back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I said, you know, nostalgia, things always come back. So it's just bringing those other old sounds back, just like, you know, you can have piano that's mixed with jazz. You can have piano that's mixed with gom. All sorts of things. You're seeing it even in hip hop.
The jazz joint is that Kevin Momo. Yeah, Kevin Momo is Amapiano with champagne, guys. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
So you see, you know when it's Amapiano, you know when it's jazz.
There you go.
Or you know when it's something else, but you will always know. It doesn't matter whether it's a piano Bacardi or piano soulful or whatever. You will always know that it's Amapiano. Just like we can always know when there's an Afrobeat song that is supposed to be amapiano. Or that is, that has the elements of amapiano.
What do you, you think about amapiano? What do you think? What genuinely? Afrobeats, but
what do you think about amapiano?
Well, because obviously, we I need you to know we do this from a place of love.
Okay.
Yes.
I mean, I haven't heard that yet.
We make the records from a place of love. We make the records because we love the sound. It's not from trying to make it better. No. We can't even make it. We can't make a better version.
Yeah.
But we do this from a place of love. So, what do you honestly think about us?
So, like I always say that, for me, like people excelling, succeeding is never a bad thing. It is two very different versions, but you know it's amapiano because there's certain elements that are used. There's a lot of songs that I really, really love. There's some that I don't like so much. I think there tends to be this version of amapiano that, you know, you guys like to make that tends to kind of just be a bit more gentrified.
Mm.
You use the same elements and the same patterns.
More poppy.
Yeah, more poppy.
Pop piano.
And it's like, and it's like you see how quickly we're evolving the sound. It's like join us. You want to explore the sound, like let's go into the other elements, like use it creatively, you know, because everyone is using the same patterns. And it's like, we love that. It's also a way for us to grow the sound and to get it, you know, international acclaim. But it's like, let's actually go back to the drawing board and like do it properly. No one can tell you guys how to make Afrobeats.
No.
Everyone can mimic it, of course, but Afrobeats comes from...
Yeah, Sam.
Exactly. Amapiano comes from...
Yeah, we know. We never said that Amapiano came from Nige.
Oh, okay.
I'm not sure we...
It's just a perception, I guess.
Who is that? Maybe... I don't think anybody can say that. We do it from a place of because we definitely appreciate the sound.
I think definitely also just at the beginning when they were first tracking Amapiano, you know, there were a lot of articles from different, you know, blogs and stuff that... were sort of checking it as a Nigerian sound, and then a lot of people were like, no, it's actually from SA.
Yeah.
And people have come to do the work. I mean, we've done interviews with BBC, we've done interviews with everyone. People have actually come to do the work and to find out where's the sound from, how has it gone from where it was to where it is now, and what is the future? What does the future hold? I just really hope in future we'll have more collaboration, especially us amongst Africans, and we're exporting an African sound at the end of the day. Like, this is a black sound. It's the second, I mean, you could obviously say maybe the debates, Elvis taking rock and roll, which was actually a black sound.
Yeah, but there's no intention in taking it. I know you obviously appreciate the effort we put into it.
Yeah,
because we also push the sound. 100%. We have also played our part in pushing the sound, which is also amazing because, I believe that we can do it to a certain extent, but also to respect where it came from.
100%.
Without a doubt. I love it. 100%. So, man. Guys, it's been a good one. I appreciate you for doing this.
Thank you so much.
When you come Lagos?
I think in a few weeks' time, actually.
Can you speak Pidgin? Can you speak Pidgin English? You can?
Oh, no. Like, I don't... How do you guys just change the words into...
Yeah, you just break it down. When you come Lagos, like... When are you coming to Lagos? Lagos? So when did they come to Lagos?
I think April.
In April?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I go did it. We go turn up.
Oh, we go turn up, yeah. We go turn up for real.
I didn't have a good time.
For real.
All right, guys. That's it. Remember, love, like, and comment as usual. Dada Boy Show. We out. Peace and love to everybody.
Thank you.
Important people.
Thank you.
I brought important people for you.